These check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano, cloudy periods of rain today, 55 to 60. We'll get the details coming up in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you today. The Region 1 budget has been approved by a vote which was held last night in the Region 1 towns. The budget was approved 298 yes, 87 no. The only town to vote against it was North Canaan, 27 yes, 33 no. Other towns, Canaan Falls Village, yes, 36 no, 12. Cornwall, 40 yes, 16 no. Kent, 55 yes, 13 no. Salisbury, 111 yes, 4 no. Sharon, 29 yes, 9 no. That totals out to 290 votes in favor and 87 against. Affordable housing proposal for Falls Village was discussed in a story in the Republican American. Has been a common thing since Falls Village Housing Trust announced its plan to build a 16-unit affordable housing complex on River Road. Differing views expressed about the proposal at this meeting. They were heard once again on Monday night during a hearing on the application for a community development block grant application for the project, which has already been submitted. More than 40 residents attended the Zoom session held by the Board of Selectmen. First Selectman Henry Todd said the $1 million being sought is for infrastructure items such as septic systems, roads, and sidewalks. David Berto of Housing for Enterprises, a consultant, said the goals of the grant are to expand and preserve decent, affordable housing. No local funds will be expended. Tracy Atwood, a trust member, and the six-year-old group talks about 501c3 status and pay the taxes on the property, which is being brought from Habitat for Humanity of Northwest Connecticut. During the comment period, Daley Revelle, an outspoken critic of the clinic, said this project has never been approved by the legislative body of the town, so it should never be allowed to go forward. I think the town will be responsible for repaying the money. The whole premise is having the cart before the horse, end quote. Denise Cohen went on to say, quote, because people are against the River Road project doesn't mean they're opposed to affordable housing. That couldn't be farther from the truth for most, end quote. McGraw Rivera, director of the Housing Community Development with the Department of Health, answered Colter Rule's question about why the trust was denied a grant in the last round. Rule, who lives near the proposed site, has been active in opposing the plan. Rivera said because of financial concerns during the pandemic, the Department of Housing took a voluntary grant reduction of $5.5 million last year and only gave out $8.5 million. This year, it's hoping to grant up to $14 million. If that grant's approved, Rivera said the project, which is subject to federal wage rates, could start in a year. Well, Representative Antonio Delgado has been named New York Lieutenant Governor. The governor picked Delgado as her new Lieutenant Governor after weeks of navigating the untimely arrest and resignation of her previous second-in-command. Delgado, 45, of Rhinebeck, has family roots in the West African nation of Cape Verde and identifies as Afro-Latino. He scored initial congressional victory in the 2018 in a hotly contested race against an incumbent Republican, John Faso, in New York's 19th district, which comprises a large swath of upstate New York and the Hudson Valley. Since then, Delgado's been a reliable, moderate Democratic candidate with particular flares for fundraising and winning races, as he did in the 19th district in 2020. On Tuesday, the governor touted Delgado's work in Congress on bills to help veterans, small businesses, and those with student loan debt. Delgado, a Rhodes Scholar who's briefly pursued a rap career after earning a Harvard Law degree, has campaigned on universal access to Medicare, creating good jobs and eliminating tax loopholes for the rich. Taking a look at some stories locally that we're following for you in our region. In Sharon today, the American Rescue Plan Act Committee is meeting at 6:30 at Town Hall. In Salisbury tonight at 7:30, the annual town budget meeting and Board of Finance meeting immediately following the budget meeting to set the mill rate. In Cornwall, coming up today from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, bringing exceptional treatment to you, Betty, the mobile medical unit will be at the Union on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. till noon, beginning today. Coming up tomorrow, it's the National Day of Prayer, the 71st celebration of the National Day of Prayer. In our area, there are gatherings in Cornwall at 8 a.m. tomorrow at the flagpole on the green, Falls Village noon at the town green, North Canaan 5:30 under the pavilion across from McDonald's, Sharon noontime on the town green, and Salisbury 6 p.m. at the War Memorial next to Town Hall. By the way, in Salisbury and Clement weather location will be at the Salisbury Congregational Church. And coming up on Sunday, beginning at 7 o'clock till 10:30, it is the Sharon Ambulance Squad Pancake Breakfast. It's a perfect way to get mom breakfast on Mother's Day and bring it home. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. For more information at Morgan's, you'll find nightly specials and also a tapas menu. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 33,128.79, the NASDAQ at 12,563.76, and the S&P 500 at 4175.48. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.